Senate Leader Chuck Schumer of New York implored his colleagues to vote the package through to help longstanding allies defend themselves.
The time has come to finish the job, to help our friends abroad once and for all. I ask my colleagues to join together to pass the supplemental today as expeditiously as possible. Send our friends abroad the aid they have long been waiting for. Let us not delay this. Let us not prolong this. Let us not keep our friends around the world waiting for a moment longer.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that opposition from people like former Fox News personality Tucker Carlson made reaching a deal difficult.
I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake.
McConnell said former President Trump's insistence that any aid package be linked to U.S. border policy also gummed up the works.
And then our nominee for president didn't seem to want us to do anything at all. That took months to work our way through it. So we ended up doing the supplemental that was originally proposed, which dealt with not all problems. It didn't solve the border problem, but certainly addressed the growing threats at the moment.
Over the course of the long process getting the bill over the finish line, a provision got added calling for a U.S. ban on TikTok unless ByteDance, the China-based firm that owns the social media platform, sells it. Proponents of the ban say the Chinese government could use the platform to gather Americans' personal data and threaten U.S. national security. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Even as U.S. social media platforms have fumbled in the response to foreign influence operations, there was never any concern that these platforms were operating at the direction of a foreign adversary. Again, I cannot say the same for TikTok.
The Senate is expected to approve the package, having garnered enough GOP support. President Biden has already indicated he'll sign it. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.